Hey, it's Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You're listening to the weekend edition of Talking Tax Saturday, October 20th, where I look back at the biggest story of the week, and that would be another one of those Facebook fiascos. Now, imagine the politician who gets caught in a scandal, breaching the public's trust, whether that be of a sexual nature, misspending taxpayer money, or just doing something incredibly dumb. You know, like Facebook releasing this product that is an electronic monitoring device in the home. Well, for the politician, the response is usually immediate: step down, resign, which is why I think that Facebook should cut its losses and just forget about releasing this new ill-fated product called Portal. Okay, so what Portal is a video chat device that lets you make calls to your Facebook friends in the home, and it charges you $200 to do that. Now, Facebook would like you to believe that they have privacy under control and they're taking your privacy seriously. But this is Facebook, which has its hands all over us. This is an uphill battle that Facebook can't win. Now, remember, it was just a few weeks ago that Facebook disclosed that nearly 30 million members of the social network had their names, addresses, and other personal information stolen in the latest hack attempt. So they want to follow that up with an invitation to buy a video chat device that is a talking speaker that works with Alexa that they say is private by nature. You going to believe that? I mean, that's the ad, the Facebook ad on its website, and then there was the admission this week by Facebook that it will indeed track who you called, where the callers live, and how often you speak to sell ads based on this information to you and others on Facebook platforms, and that's just what every American wants for Christmas, an electronic home monitor. Many consumers have resisted putting Amazon Echo or the Google Home talking speakers in their homes because they were concerned about having microphones in a device that could record our conversation. Amazon and Google's defense has been that the units only record when you say Alexa or Hey Google, which are the wake words for those devices. So I spoke this week to Justin Brookman. He is the Director of Privacy and Technology Policy for the Consumers Union, which puts out consumers' reports. And he tells me that he won't put one of those speakers in their home. Not that he doesn't take Google and Amazon at their word, but what's going to happen down the road? Their policy about only using the wake word may change. He's in no rush to put in video speakers as well, saying he just doesn't see the value and that the companies know enough about him as it is. Also this week in privacy, Apple updated a section of its website where they launched new, easier-to-find tools to download the data that Apple collects on us, which is minimal, and to tout its different take on consumer information. Now, one of the new tools included in an update to Apple's operating system for Mac computers looks to put an end to the practice of companies following you with ads after you surf by asking permission before you allow them to put cookies on your computer. It's night and day between Facebook and Apple and, of course, Google. But then Apple's primarily in the hardware business, selling over 200 million iPhones yearly, as well as iPads and Macintosh computers and the Apple Watch, while Facebook is a free social network that, instead of a subscription, operates by selling ads. So Apple can afford to take the high road. It's a great marketing technique for them to say, look at how pure we are compared to the others. Facebook's struggles are so great that this week it signed up a former British politician to head up its public relations department. Former British Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg was named VP of Global Affairs and Communication. And Sheryl Sandberg, who's the chief operating officer of Facebook, said, quote, "The challenges we face are serious and clear, and now more than ever do we need new perspectives to help us through this time of change," unquote, which is why I think that instead of trying to sell a product that clearly doesn't have privacy on its mind to a skeptical public, why not instead just work on fixing the social network's hacking issues, which have pretty much been running nonstop since the discovery of how Russians played havoc with Facebook in the 2016 election and haven't stopped since. Good luck, Facebook. What are your thoughts, Talking Tech listeners? Let's talk about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. Please subscribe to Talking Tech on Apple and Google Podcasts. Please favorite the show on Stitcher, which helps more people find the show. And as always, thanks everyone for listening.